Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for the finale of this four-game series between the Giants and the Miami Marlins. And what a series that has been. Saturday, an amazing game. It really was. You didn't expect the two aces to give up four runs each, but they did. The Marlins outlast the Giants on Saturday and beat them 5-4 in a full nine innings. And the game really unfolded really nicely for the Giants to start it off as they got the nice four-run lead for Logan Webb, their ace. And they did it really in very impressive fashion. Vossler hit another home run. As we said on the show on Saturday, he's hitting the ball well. And he hit his fourth home run of the year. He's got eight RBIs in the year and put the Giants up 1-0. Giants then got some more good luck and good things happening. Jock Peterson got a double. This is all off Lopez, the ace of the Miami Marlin team, along with Alcantara, really. So Peterson gets a double. Then two more walks from Lopez. Wow. And then Donnie Walton, and we've talked about him, the end of the order, getting it done for the Giants. He rips a double down the right field line. All this in the fourth inning. All the runs scored. The bases were loaded. He gets his fourth RBI of the year, and the Giants go up 4-0, and you're feeling pretty good about it. Well, then things started to unravel for the Giants, and they did in the third inning a little bit for Webb, but he gets out of it very easily with a couple of strikeouts. The fourth inning, he gives up his first hit, and that's to Cooper, and he gets out of the fourth inning, and he's only given up one hit. Well, it got to the fifth inning, and that's when things really happened for Logan Webb, who really was pitching a gem up to that point. And in that fifth inning, the Marlins just got hit after hit and forced the Giants into some mistakes. Garcia gets a base hit. Sanchez a double. He steals a bag. Birdie gets a base hit. He steals second, and Bart's throw is in the dirt. Walton can't handle it. Sanchez comes home on a steal of home. Then he gets a couple of outs. And then he walks Jazz Chisholm to pitch around him to get to Cooper. Chisholm then steals second, so now it's second and third. And then Gabe Kapler did something that really was unusual. He came out and got Logan Webb. He got him out of the game in the fifth inning with two out, one more out, and he's got a 4-2 lead. He can get the win, and he pulled him. And Webb had thrown 87 pitches, 49 strikes. The first four innings were great, and he went and got him. It was a tough inning, and he brought in John Brebbia at that point, and really the eyebrows were raised as Chisholm steals second, and Cooper, who's a good hitter, gets it to 3-2, and then he lines a single into right field. Two runs scored, and the Marlins tie it up 4-4 in the fifth inning. Really an amazing, amazing comeback for Miami against Logan Webb, and they just don't see that happen that often. For Webb, he goes 4 2/3 innings, four hits, the four runs, and he left with two runners on base, two walks and six strikeouts. Lopez, almost identical numbers. He goes a full seven, four hits given up, all extra base hits, by the way. Three doubles, a homer, and a triple for the Giants yesterday, but Lopez gave up four of those. Four runs, two walks, six strikeouts. 110 pitches for him, a career high, a season high for Pablo Lopez, and they got him out of the game in the seventh inning. For Lopez, he really settled down after that play in the fourth inning where the Giants got the big double to unload the bases. After that, when you looked at Lopez, he retired 11 in a row through the seventh inning, and then he was gone. The Marlins have a good bullpen. Steven Okert comes in the eighth and gets it done, and then Scott in the ninth has some trouble. Avisal Garcia and Jesus Sanchez on a fly ball from Crawford look at each other, and the ball falls between them at the wall in right field. Crawford gets a double, but then Scott strikes out Estrada and gets Walton on a soft pop-up to second base. Meanwhile, the Giants bullpen doing a good job yesterday. Duvall comes in the sixth again. Now it's early, and the leverage guys are in there. McGee, who looks like he's really back, pitches a great seventh. Rogers has a very strong eighth, but they've got to bring Rogers back for the ninth inning. And that's when he gives up the base hit to Aguilar. Crawford makes a nice stop, but he almost face plants into the turf and can't get up. Aguilar's got a base hit. Williams comes in to run for him. And Garcia, 3-2 pitch, he gets hit. Rodgers hits him. Now it's first and second. You're thinking, well, are they going to bunt? What are they going to do? And Rodgers gets confused, and he balks. And he balks the runners to second and third. Sanchez then comes up, a left-handed hitter. Two strikes. He hits the ball to center field. Yastrzemski goes back, back, back. He's got it, and he catches it off to the side. And he catches it just off the ground, thinking, well, maybe Williams will leave early from third, and he'll try to deke him. Well, Williams read the play correctly, stayed on third until the ball was caught, then came home, and that ended up being the walk-off winning run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Giants did employ the five-man infield as well in that ninth inning. So who would have thought the game would have ended up like that with the two aces on the mound, Webb with a 4-0 lead, Lopez down 4-0, and he settles down, and the Giants end up with only five hits on the day, all extra base hits, home run by Vossler, three doubles and a triple for Crawford, and that was all the Giants could get done against this Marlin team. So 5-6-0 for Miami, 4-5-1 for the Giants. Scott gets the win. Good-looking lefty. Rodgers takes a tough loss. He had to come out for that second inning, and it's never a good idea for these relievers who are used to doing one inning to come out for a second one. No save in the game. 7,500 there, braving the weather to go to the stadium today with water all around the ballpark. And the time of the game was 2 hours and 54 minutes. So the Marlins lead this series now, 2-1. The season series, just like the Mets series, and I think Washington was similar, is now tied 3-3. Against the National League East, the Giants are 12-10, and they haven't seen the Braves yet. On the trip now, they're 4-5 and hope to get that split tomorrow against the Marlins in that season and the series finale, which will take place tomorrow afternoon in Miami. On the road now, the Giants are 15-13. Their overall record 28-24. The Marlins are 7-under at 22-29. So the Marlins stole bases. Pablo Lopez was strong. Webb had four great innings to start it. The pen was cool until Rodgers in the ninth, and the Giants just couldn't get anything going. And Garcia and Sanchez gave him a gift in the ninth inning with the Crawford double, but the Giants couldn't cash in. All right, other games in baseball today. The Angels and Phillies go at it. Sandoval and Gibson there. Arizona and Pittsburgh. Boy, Pittsburgh, a two-run homer by Sawinski. Won it in the ninth inning, 2-1 on Saturday. That's Zach Gallen, who's terrific for Arizona, against Thompson. Washington and Cincinnati, Castillo and Corbin there. Corbin just can't win. San Diego and Milwaukee, an important game because Clevenger's coming back for San Diego against Lauer. Atlanta and Colorado, Morton and Feltner there. The Mets and Dodgers, hopefully the Mets can help the Giants out. Williams and Urias in that one. And the Sunday night game, St. Louis and the Cubs, an old-time rivalry. That is Wainwright and the lefty Steele in that one. And now let's take a look at today's action in this game. And we're going to take a look at our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and open now in Novato. Well, the Giants try to get a split of this four-game series with the Marlins. The Giants really have trouble down in this ballpark. And they turn to Jake Junis, who really has just been terrific for the Giants. He's 29 years old. It's his 113th Major League game, his 95th start, so he's been around. He's 2-1 on the year with a 268 earned run average, and the whip is outstanding, 0.97 for Jake Junis, who really, really has stepped in big with DeSclafani hurt. In seven games, he's thrown 37 innings, 29 hits, 11 runs, only four homers in 37 innings, seven walks and 27 strikeouts. That's almost 4-1, which is, like Webb, a very good ratio. Batting average against, he eats up the lefties with that slider, 203, three of the four home runs by lefties. Righties at 222. Now, he's 31-36 lifetime, so he's been around. He knows what he's doing, and he really had a good May, I think. He was 1-1 with a 367 earned run average, but gave the Giants 27 innings in the five games, 22 hits, four homers, six walks, and 17 strikeouts. First pitch, you can't really ambush him. 7-21, not bad, with a couple of homers. Now, here is where Jake Junis really has been terrific, and this is why he's been able to give the Giants so many innings. With runners in scoring position, he's 2 for 20. Wow. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 0 for 9. So he gets out of trouble, and that is the way he has stayed in the game. And Gabe Kapler may have to leave him in there for a little while, the way this bullpen has been used on this road trip. You can run on him a little bit, as the Marlins love to do on the Giants. 3 stolen bases, no caught stealing. First time through, 172. Second time through, 207. Third time through, you won't see much of it, unfortunately. 7 for 20, 350, with a couple of home runs. And that's where Junis has had the biggest part of his trouble. Aguilar, 1 for 3 with a homer. Garcia, 2 for 9. And Stallings, the catcher, is always trouble for the Giants, 2 for 3. Now, it should be a good matchup for the Giants. It really should. The Marlins are in trouble with all the doubleheader and all the tough games they've had, having to use the bullpen and all their pitching staff. They're bringing up Braxton Garrett, a left-hander. He's 6'2", 202 pounds, 24 years old, and he was a number 7 pick in the whole draft in the first round of 2016 for the Marlins out of high school. He's made it to the big leagues in 2020 and 2021. Well, he's 24 years old, and he's only pitched in 10 games, 9 starts in his big league career. He's 2-3 with a .518 earned run average, and the whip is .180. So these are numbers the Giants like to see. In his 10 games, 41 and two-thirds innings, 50 hits, 26 runs, 6 homers. That's a good number for the Giants. 25 walks, they got to love that, and 40 strikeouts. Now, in 2021, we'll take a little closer look at Braxton Garrett, because he did pitch more last year. 34 innings there in the 7 starts, 42 hits, 20 runs, 3 homers in 34 innings, so that's good, 20 walks and 22 strikeouts. So I don't have to give you a roadmap as to how the Giants should approach this young man in this game. So that was 2021 for him. Again, looking at 2021 statistics, batting average against .318, lefties .394, wow, righties .293 with all of the 3 home runs hit against him in 2021. And here's a number that jumps out at me, and we love to look at this. First pitch, if you put it in play, this may be the most I've ever seen, 11 for 16 with 2 homers, 6-11, wow. Runners in scoring position, he's a little tougher. 273, runners in scoring position, 2 out, 273 as well. First time through the order, 371. Wow. Second time through, 288. Third time through, 222. I would expect a high pitch count for him, and we should see a lot of the Miami bullpen. Giant bullpen, Miami bullpen, they've been used a lot lately, so we'll have to see how these two pitchers, how deep they can get into the game. 2022 for Braxton Garrett. He was in the minors, AAA, with a great name, the Jacksonville Shrimp. Okay. 2-1 with a .345 earned run average. Only pitched 28 innings, 26 strikeouts, but the whip is 1.08. So maybe he's harnessing the control issues, and that's what the Giants are going to have to look at today when they take on this 24-year-old. He's only been in 10 major league games over a couple of years. Braxton Garrett. He goes for the Marlins against Jake Junis. So that's a look at our Perry's preview. It's been an interesting weekend of baseball, and the Giants want to have that happy flight home and square this series 2-2 with the Marlins, and they're going to do it, hopefully, behind Jake Junis. All right, more coming up. The professor joins us next right here. Ron Wotus, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.